welcome back to Ashaholics, brought to you by JulieLand.com, and I am sitting here in the deepest, darkest dungeon I've ever seen. Jesus Christ, is that still blood from last week on the wall? Like, I don't even know what's going on. But I'm here with the most vicious Lexi Sindel. Say hi.
Hello, everyone.
It's so good to have you here. I've worked with you multiple times. You've paired me up with lots of wonderful sissies to beat up, degrade, and peg. So tell the viewers, or listeners, I'm sorry, because you're not really viewing this. Tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I started my femdom career in 2004, so coming up on 10 years in the business.
Awesome.
And I started off as a professional dominatrix here in Hollywood, and I saw clients for about 5 years before starting my video sites.
That's amazing. So are you going to do anything special for the 10-year mark? Is it going to be like a 10-year hurrah?
10-year hurrah. Maybe. I haven't planned anything yet, but...
A birthday cake.
A birthday cake.
That you'll sit on.
Sounds like she's already done more than enough of that. Now, tell me a little bit about the biggest differences for you between personal, like, femdom with clients and then switching over to the video side. Was it hard to switch? Was it easy to switch?
It was kind of easy to switch. There are a lot of things that don't translate well on video that you do in sessions. And I guess session guys are much more wimpy. So there's like lots of electrical play and different things that on video, it just doesn't translate as well. So I had to learn to be more theatrical to give people a show in video.
So basically it's better to look good than to be good.
Yes. It doesn't really matter. I mean, yeah. Like what I've learned with the video thing, it's like as long as the girl's hot and, you know, she has a little bit of interest, it sells. But if it's boring, nobody wants it.
Exactly.
No, we always joke around that your specialty is hand jobs and that you're starting to get carpal tunnel from giving so many hand jobs. And that's why you had to hire girls to start doing it. But really, what is your specialty? What do you like doing?
Yeah, what's your list of... specialties. I want to hear.
List of specialties. Well, on video, the hand jobs, I mean, it's been a running joke for years and years. Vince Foyer used to laugh at me like 10 years ago. He's like, oh, you should start a hand job class. Like, none of these bitches know how to give a hand job. You need to start a class on it.
I think you should.
Hand job 101.
That started from my teen years, actually, because there were so many guys that would try and fuck me, and I had really low numbers at the time. I was kind of a prude, a tease. So I called it diffusing the bomb. And I would just jerk a guy off so that he would nut and then leave me alone. So it started as...
a defense mechanism.
A defense mechanism, yeah. If exactly. You will. Yeah, it's like, come on, just fucking leave me alone. Like,
yeah, exactly. Can I just give you a look away handy?
Come on. Like, hurry up.
Do you ever like watch TV while you're doing it? Can you do other things like cook and clean? multitask?
Usually it's not in that situation.
I'm surfing the internet and I'm...
One of those like awkward where you're out with a girlfriend and she's hooking up with a guy and you're stuck with someone else. Ugh. And you're like, fuck, just fucking leave me alone. Like, quit rubbing your dick on me. Get off. And that's kind of where some of my sadism actually stemmed from was there was this guy that he took me out on a date. He was some like Middle Eastern guy. He was good looking, but he had that kind of macho, like I'm the man type of mentality. And he was trying to come up in my apartment, and I wasn't having it. So I gave him a hand job in the car, and his cum flew up from his dick and hit his face in the car and the roof. And I started laughing hysterically. And he was so embarrassed that he, like, took some of his cum off his face and, like, wiped it on me. And I yelled at him. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? It's not my fucking mess. It's your cum. Come on. Like, get the fuck.
Snowball that shit.
That is the best opening line to how I became a dominatrix ever, pretty much. That's what really inspired it.
Yeah, I just, my love for humiliating men and just turning the tables. It's always, you know, comics like the Colin guy, Colin
Kane. Yeah,
yeah, he's like you know, joking about how he's getting roadhead and like gagging girls down. And it's like, oh yeah, you like to degrade men or women. You like to degrade women. I'm like, I like to do the same thing. But it's somehow socially unacceptable for a woman to take control of sex. So I've tried to liberate women. And
well, I think it's the greatest thing in the world. And actually, you know, I work with you all the time and people are starting to notice that I'm like, I'm really cut and I'm really lean lately. And they always ask me, you know, what's your workout? I really want to know. And I'm like, no, you don't. You don't want to know. And these are civilians.
What gym do you work at?
Yeah, they're like, do you have a training program? Do you do CrossFit? What do you do? And I'm like, seriously, you really don't want to know. And they go, no, what's your secret? Come on, anything. Anything to look like you. I'm like, well, I degrade wimpy men and fuck them in the ass with strap-ons. Yeah. And just their jaw not only drops to the floor, but like rolls away crying.
Wow.
The strap-on is definitely a workout, and I think a lot of the girls that I hire have no idea how hard it is to actually fuck someone. It's hard. It's a lot of hard. It's
sweaty.
So you're
saying you give a little prop to us men out there. Like, yes. You start having a little sympathy for the hard work that we have to put in.
No, I understand, because it's a hard task. It's like, oh my God.
I feel like I now understand why men come so early sometimes, because it's like, man, tap out, I quit.
Exactly. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like,
the hip thrust is just...
It's like I always say, it's about quality, not quantity.
They joke around over at Femdom Empire that they keep bringing me back because I'm so good with the strap on. And that's totally surprised. Okay with me. You know, I'm getting my workout in and I don't have to pay a gym membership.
Wow. I have a couple questions. How do you still do privates?
I don't, no.
No? How long did you do privates for?
I did it for about five years. And
what dungeons did you work out of?
There was a dungeon in Hollywood that I worked at with a few other girls, and then I moved to DC and started my own dungeon and worked there for another 3 years before really getting serious with video and then just kind of tapering off. There's too many time wasters. It's like once the economy got bad, I think that guys just call you dick around like, oh, mistress. Oh yeah, I'll be there at 5. You know, and I don't have fucking time to be sitting there at the dungeon dressed in latex like, you asshole.
Took me an hour to put the latex on.
It's hard enough to get into the latex. The longest process in the job when I work with her is actually getting me into these outfits. Right. And then, you know, the video only takes about 10-15 minutes.
I've said it for years.
And then another hour to put latex on again.
I have this philosophy about the fetish world. I always say it's like the fetish is getting in and out of the clothes. It's like, I always tell girls, like, I've seen Ruby and Dita and everybody I've shot, like, take them an hour to put on an outfit. I'm like, man, you know, trying to get that off of you to have sex would be horrible. So exhausting. I'd be tired.
I mean, I have boots that are like crotch high.
Yeah.
And they're little eyelets, and you have to lace every fucking hole from your ankle up to your pussy.
Exactly.
And then by the time you're done, and you can't walk in them very well. And then trying to direct shoots, I think that's why I started stepping back behind the camera more, was I would get so frustrated. I'd be in like corset, boots, made up, and then having to direct people and move fucking lights. It's the last thing I want to do. Exactly. I'd get so grumpy that I just wanted to kill everyone. I'm like, ah.
Exactly. No wonder she's so mean. How did she get so mean?
And the outfits. My fucking arches hurt.
Like, little do they know, it's a full-time difficult job to be a dominatrix. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work because you have to mentally plan out the scene, entertain someone. In the session world, you know, an hour, somebody comes there, and you're looking around the room like, fuck, what can I use next to keep this guy occupied?
Yeah. And in your head, you're thinking about, I got to stop at Ralph's on the way home. Right. I got to get some milk and some cookies. And
yeah, or you're just bored and like, come on, be over with.
But, you know, the funny part is that they love it. They love to be like, you're wasting my time. I really don't fucking want you here. And they're like, but no, anything to please you. And you're like, oh, but you don't get it. I really mean it. I'm not in character anymore.
I have another question because I've been around this long time and talking to what I call professional in the business. You say you kind of got started in this because of these incidences. Why do you think, let's just talk about men here. Why do you think men like to be dominated? Like, especially powerful men. I know certain people, certain stories and certain things. Why do powerful men like to be dominated?
I don't know. I've always thought it was kind of the naughty factor. It's like people like doing things that they're not supposed to, and it turns them on more. So anything that a lot of the guys too, they don't necessarily want the headache of like having a traditional mistress, like just a woman on the side, because that's kind of boring. And then she gets needy and wants money, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, you but know all
having
the girls I know.
Some girl that you're paying to not give a fuck about you. It's much more detached because we actually don't give a shit. It's
it really makes them work harder.
Through the years, have you kind of ever sat back and analyzed your insanity and all this, and then the other people around you are just like, I don't want to think about this. Let's just keep doing things.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't like to. I don't even think about like how many guys are jerking off to videos I create and stuff. Like it freaks me out. I'm like, just keep moving along. Like keep.
Nobody.
Pacing.
I don't think anybody jerks off to my stuff, so we're okay. I never think about.
Oh my god.
I don't think I can. I'm too busy. Everybody's too busy laughing at my stuff. So.
I don't think anybody's laughing. I think everybody's like, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
There are a lot of videos that I've made where I don't even know why they sell because it's more comedy than anything.
Yeah.
It's like, who could actually jerk off to this? It's hilarious and entertaining to watch, but it's not necessarily like porn, like spank material. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No, we've talked in the past before about how internet BDSM and porn has kind of changed what people are requesting during sessions.
Oh my god.
So tell me
so
a little
much.
Bit about that, because that's a really interesting evolution in just the fetish world itself.
I hope nobody from the pro domination scene listens to this.
I told you there's three of us and that's it.
But I've laughed at my girlfriends, like, well, it started with kink.com ruining it, combining like sex with every, you know, femdom scene. But then I've really like hit the fucking wall with it. Like, yes, all mistresses get their pussy licked, ass, and fuck their slaves, which isn't actually the case in pro sessions. But there's one of my slaves, Wade. He would do this thing before video shoots where he would edge himself. And I always just thought it was like a funny, like, oh, he's edging. And I would make fun of him, like, oh, I got to edge your cock. And so I started calling.
Now you have to explain to them what edging is.
Edging is jerking your dick right to the edge of orgasm and then stopping. And he would do it repeatedly before video scenes. Mm-hmm. And I made fun of him. About it for years, and then finally I came up with the term in the videos, like, oh yeah, she's edging him. And I would just like jerk the guy right to the edge and then stop, jerk him right to the edge and stop, and just, you know, be kind of sadistic with it. And it started this like huge, I mean, he probably didn't coin the term, but in video, like, we pioneered this edging craze that's going on. It's so funny. And now my friends that own professional dungeons, they get guys calling up asking for edging sessions.
Oh, God. And they're like, thanks. Thanks, Lexi. Appreciate that.
They really hate me for it.
There's another new thing that's growing in popularity that we've coined the camel toe slide. And
what is that?
The camel toe slide is when the dominatrix has the man tied down, he has a boner, and you are literally just rubbing your wet vagina up and down his cock, just the tease that it's, you know, it's right there, but it's not in.
That's mean.
And, you know, we've done full videos where a guy actually comes from this, and Alexi was telling me that people are starting to request this as well.
Yeah, they're trying to ask for camel toe slide sessions also.
I'm not surprised.
It's like, who doesn't want a camel toe slide session?
It totally brings me back to high school where you're like, I can't have sex, but I'm kind of.
I think I think you should change it to, instead of that, it should be called slip and slide.
Slip and slide?
We called a video that. Yeah, Riley Reed did the slip and slide.
Yeah, you know, and get the, lay one out and have the girl slide on it, put some water on it. You know?
Oh my God, that is too good.
Now, another dumb question I have is, there's any girls in the dominatrixes or girls that you look up to? Anybody inspire you? Or anybody you like admire? Like, hey, I like her work. I like, you know, career-wise or anything like that?
You know, when I started it, like, a lot of the doms came from, like, the more goth crowd or industrial or some kind of crowd like that. I mean, I was, like, a high school cheerleader. I didn't have anything to do with any of this. I was, like, very normal girl. So I came into it just because I started dabbling in the sex industry, working as a waitress at strip clubs and da-da-da. So I came into it from a different perspective, and I didn't really have any like mentors. I just started figuring it out on my own. Although there is one woman that is hilarious. She was the pioneer of financial domination. Princess Sierra, her website's bitchybeauty.com. I have laughed so much reading her blog. She's this hardcore lesbian that just loves to take men's money. And she posts this like just fucked up shit online where, I mean, it has you dying. Like, she's had guys go and put signs on the side of the fucking freeway. Like, I'm a slave for Princess Sierra. I don't know. You'd have to look at it. There's
wow. And it's sad is that there are guys out there that would just do that. And
I recently had a guy approach me on Twitter. He wants to send me the keys to his chastity. And I blame this all on Femdom Empire and the chastity videos. But he's like, I really want to send you the keys to my chastity. And I can't pay you. I have a really low budget. But I'll stay locked in it. I just want, you know, like maybe, you know, a little bit of attention here. Maybe an email, some, you know, tweets. Check in on me. Tease me a little. You know, maybe like Skype with me every once in a while.
And I was
I'm like, no, that's too much work.
No, people would pay me for that.
What's the craziest request you've ever gotten?
Oh, I get that question a lot.
I bet. That's the craziest quest, getting asked that question.
Getting asked that question is crazy. There's this one guy that writes me. His email is like chubby scolosis.
Oh, my God.
Some guy that lives in the valley here.
That's my email address. I'm just kidding.
And he must be out of his mind. He has this like crazy scenario for video that, I mean, he's sent it to me for the past 5 years every once in a while, and it's where he wants like 20 women to attend this feast, and each one of the women will pay to come to this feast, and that's how he's gonna you know, get me money. And it's where we're gonna roast him like a pig and have a cannibal dinner.
Oh my God. Because
I'm like, come that's, on, buddy. Yeah, really. Like, we don't live in Germany. Stop. Like,
all I can tell you is because I get all the emails for Bobby. And so some of the requests that come in are just insane. Like, I'm just like, dude, how do you, I can't even imagine the shit that's going through their head. And then they have enough nerve to write an email and send it to Bobby. So I'm always like, okay. And I'm like, Bobby, I ain't sending you this stuff. You're too nice. You know, like, and now she doesn't want to hear any of it. Like, but it's like crazy. The ideas, the craziness.
Well, I mean, men can get really perverted in their own head. It doesn't mean that they'll actually live it out.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you have to send an email to somebody.
Yeah.
I have crazy ideas too. I don't.
But a lot of people are inspired to like tell me about their sick.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to even open my mailbox sometimes because I get physically nauseous at the thought of what I'm going to see next.
Exactly.
The other thing that we brought up, speaking of physically nauseous, you know, I just started in this industry 3.5 years ago, but you've been in it almost 10 now. And we constantly have to deal with creeps. And, you know, you were telling me that you used to do like phone call domination kind of stuff or, you know, like talk to these people. And I even have PTSD. Like my phone rings and it's a number I don't know. I screen all my calls. I send them to voicemail. Even if they're my friends and I know who's calling, I'm still like, what the fuck do you want? Because so many people have gotten a hold of my number and called me and put me in uncomfortable situations. How have you dealt with that before? Tell me a little bit about it.
God, I hate the phone so much.
Me too.
After doing, you know, pro domination, and this is, you know, I started before there were the disposable cell phones, so they had my actual fucking number, and I had my old phone number for 10 years before I just changed it in December because I couldn't handle it anymore. I hadn't had my phone number online for like 5 years, and still creeps would call me. God is Lexi. Hi, this is Jimmy. I'm like, I want to like shoot myself in the head. Like, goddamn. You ever see brain splatter in the phone next to me?
We know what
happened. Jimmy.
It was Jimmy, exactly.
Well, I told her the next time I have to call her for a problem with work, I'm just going to go, Goddess Lexi, is that you?
Oh my God. There's another Dom that I know in Europe. She's the same way. She can't deal with the phone. She had like, she only has a house phone and only like her immediate family has the number.
I'm the same way. I turned the ringer off my phone like almost a year ago. I don't have the ringer ever on. I can handle the buzzing and or not when the messages come in. I don't even hear them on a check, but I hear the ring. I just, it's like, Pavlov's dogs. I just get angry.
People get so mad at me for not having the ringer on, but I can't hear it. I just like, I haven't checked my voicemail in like 7 years. That's...
Just think there's a message on there. You just won the lottery. $10 billion.
Honestly, I don't even know how to do it anymore. I don't know how it works.
That is so funny. So we're going to do some shameless plugs here, and not the kind that go up your ass. Let us know where to find you, what your website is, and if anybody's interested in possibly working with you or being degraded by you, how can they find you?
Our website is femdomempire.com. Where you can see lots of the beautiful Ash Hollywood there and me dominating and humiliating every man we can find.
I know, we're the cute evil blondes.
It's my life story.
And then do you have a Twitter for those?
It is twitter.com/thefemdomempire. And my personal one is /LexiSindel.
Thank you so much. We hope to have you back again soon. Everyone, this was Ash Hollywood with Ashaholics. And you can find me on the pages of ashgirl.com, brought to you by Julie Land, or you can find me on Twitter @AshHollywood.
Bye.